Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Elizabeth Public Schools will not be welcoming students back in September, not in person. Last night, the school board voted in favor of remote only to start. On the Newsline, WCBS reporter Marla Diamond. Marla, Governor Murphy has made it clear he wants kids back in the classroom, so can Elizabeth do this without state approval?
Well, Elizabeth will need state approval to go all virtual in the fall, Kevin. Governor has said he wants some blended learning, and he wants all districts to do this because he is concerned about minority communities where parents may not have the option of staying home and overseeing their children's online learning. So the governor has not budged on this as of yet, and Elizabeth is the fourth district in New Jersey to say that they're going all remote. The other cities are Jersey City, Bayonne, and Willingboro. They've also all voted to go virtual. So that puts some pressure on the governor to revamp the opening guidelines and perhaps allow districts a little more flexibility in their back-to-school plans.
You heard from one teachers' union. Any sense of what's driving teachers to opt out?
Well, they're scared. I mean, that's the bottom line. We spoke to John Griffin, who is the president of the Elizabeth School Teachers Union, and he said that they lost 10 members to COVID last semester, and so teachers are very frightened. He said, you know, some are even taking early retirement. If they are pregnant or just had a child, they're taking extended leave. So he believes that the 375 teachers that got some sort of medical excuse not to go back to the classroom in the fall, he believes that that number will just grow as the month goes on. And he says the plans that the district put out are very hazy. There's no particulars. And so they really won't know what they're facing until they get into the classroom, and they just don't want to take that chance.
Does this put more pressure on Governor Murphy to allow school districts to make their own decisions on whether or not to have kids in school?
It definitely does. I mean, you have a lot of teachers, including the Central Teachers Union administration, that's saying, hey, wait a minute, you know, we don't know if this is the right decision for every district. Teachers very worried. I mean, they're going to the doctor. They're getting these doctor's notes. They're saying that they're living with someone who's vulnerable if they aren't vulnerable themselves. And, you know, they may decide to open schools, but the teachers might just decide not to show up. Now, it's unclear how many parents actually want their children to go back to school. There's been no statewide surveys. But in Elizabeth, the majority of parents said that they would take the virtual option. And so Elizabeth feels secure in making this decision to go all online, saying, you know, they can do it, and that the students won't fall too far behind.
A lot of changes, not a whole lot of time to make them. That's our Marla Diamond on the Newsline. Thank you.
Thanks, Kevin.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.